This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just simply and seriously being involved, being engaged. You know, yeah, you don't. Anybody else got an apple? A rotting piece of fruit? It's just amazing. My phone keeps popping every time I say seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being just being part of the conversation. It's really that simple. And I do appreciate, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Now, we've got Brad Dick is going to join us from Pacific Justice Institute. And I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. You know, SCOTUS is coming down with some real serious, real important opinions. That's how I call them, opinions. That's what they are. And it would affect all of us. No, not infect. Everybody's got that on their head. Affect all of us. So you really want to make sure that you know what's going on, you know what the opinion, and do not, please don't spew what they're telling you or what's coming across your Twitter feed. Make sure you know and you understand that you have, you know, you have a clue as to what's going on. I mean that seriously. And, you know, again, when you start spewing what they say and you're wrong, we sound just as loony, if not worse, than they do. Because we're always talking about how loony they are to begin with. If you want to check out PJI.org ahead of time, yeah, go ahead, PJI.org. You know, they're doing some great work. They need help. You need to know what they're doing so you can help out. Looking at the front page of Fox News right now. No, it's not the only one I look at. Most of that, matter of fact, I don't really go to it as much as you might think I do. As some people might think I do. You now have a group, I mean, I don't know what happened. You now have a group of liberal writers, actors, activists, that have now come out and said, hey, you cancel culture people, you're out of your minds. You need to stop. Look at what you're doing. You need to stop. And it's funny because if some of you pick up Monday show, Dr. Bridget Melson is on there. We talk about this. We talk about, you know, how the parents, you cannot allow your kids to go on with this. You cannot, you know, protesting is one thing. Sure, go protest something you think is not right. You know, you want to protest against your perceived abuse of black people across the country by police. Protest, but protest peacefully. Do it the right way. Have your facts together to get your message out. Don't just spew what they're spewing, because, you know, the numbers don't back up anything that they're yelling right now. Matter of fact, I got a clip I may play or may not play in a few minutes. We had Black Lives Matter protesters, black protesters, on one side of the, you know, the park that they were in, the area they were in, and another group of Black Lives Matter people that were saying, you know what, all lives matter, all blacks. And that's the question I have. You know, we have the same problem with the Republican Party. We have the same problem, you know, in many different groups and organizations. Right? Are you look, Christians? There are Christians that are 100% for abortion. Can't tell you why. Comes back to a woman's choice. Kind of like that Adam and Eve thing in the garden, right? Came down to their choice as to what they wanted to do. But you've got them, you know, all over the place. And the Christians are divided by that particular issue. Not many, but there is a group. Does the same thing here. In the Black Lives Matter, in what's going on, the black community. Now, from what I've read, from what I've seen, it's bigger than we think. According to a recent poll, more black people believe that all lives matter. But see, it's that small group that's really noisy that shows up at your doorstep. That shows up at your office, wherever it is. Those are the ones that get the most amount of play. So now liberal writers and activists are signing up a letter. They want an end to the cancel culture. They have had it. Right? Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, New York Times opinion editor, Barry Weiss, political activist Noam Chomsky, are a few more than over 100 names attached to a piece titled Letter on Justice and Open Debate. It was published Tuesday in the Harper's Magazine. It goes on to say that our culture institutions are facing a moment of trial. Powerful protests for racial and social justice are leading to overdue demands for police reform, along with wider calls for greater equity and inclusion across the society, not least in higher education, journalism, philanthropy, and the arts. You know, I've been saying for a long time, if BLM really cared about what was going on, really wanted to make a difference, take that power, take that energy to Chicago, to New York, to Seattle, right? Get some of you people together and fight for better schools in the black community. I don't mean segregated schools. I mean schools that actually teach and graduate young men and women who have a clue. Come and see your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, including Brad Dacus, our buddy. He'll be here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, for joining us, for being part of the solution, really. I would like to believe if you're listening to this show, you're trying to be part of the solution. You don't want to be part of the problem, and that's what you need to be. Don't be one of those people that all you ever do is complain about how it is and who's doing what wrong and where and how and when. Be one of those people who says, look, this is wrong and this is how we can fix it. That's what you need to be, and then people will listen to you. People will hang out with you. They'll listen to you. They'll take what you have to say seriously. Otherwise, you're just a complainer. And nobody wants to hang around with just a complainer. And again, good luck with that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, one of the favorite guys I love having on the show. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute joins me, as he does every week. We'll talk about the, I don't know, the legal issues of the day, the rulings slash opinions of SCOTUS. They got a couple of good ones. They got a 901, which is, my God, like, listen, time to buy a lottery ticket. You know what I'm saying? Brad, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, great to be on the program. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Before we get rolling, like we always do, tell people how to get involved with Pacific Justice Institute, how they can help out, and where they can check out your writing and that kind of stuff.
Yes. To look at our resources and to support our work, also to sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter once a week. It's short. It talks all about our cases that are coming up. We have over 52 in litigation right now, at least 52 in litigation.
Wow.
Cases right now. You just go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, pji.org. And we have offices now on the West Coast, the East Coast. We have more offices than any other legal organization of our kind. And we're doing all our work without charge, making sure everyone gets help defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. And we do it wholeheartedly, all without charge.
Well, all right. So, yeah, people, you need to get involved with them. You need to head over, at least read what they've got going on there, and then make a decision. But I think you just should decide to help out. All right, Brad. Look, SCOTUS, a 9-0 ruling, unheard of, and in an area that many were starting to get worried about because the electoral college. Yeah, easy for you to say. You're a lawyer. Electoral college is, it was somewhat being challenged, if you would, and they came down on the side of our founding fathers at 9-0. Explain what happened.
Yes. As it turns out, in I think it was Washington State, if I'm not mistaken, there were some electors who, after the last election in 2016, they decided that and they were supposed to vote for Hillary. Well, they saw that Hillary had lost the election, so they thought, okay, we'll vote for Colin Powell. And these are Democrats electors who are supposed to vote for Hillary because Washington State went for Hillary. Well. They're voting for Colin Powell instead, totally diverging from their obligation to vote according to who wins the state. And they did that because they wanted to inspire, hopefully, some Rhino Republican Electoral College people in other states, in red states, that went for Trump to jump ship and vote for Colin Powell and try to circumvent the process. Well, they argued that a lawsuit was filed and action, and then they argued that they should be protected to do this. Electoral College, they should be able to vote as they see fit. And the Supreme Court said no. States are allowed to require that Electoral College members vote in accordance with how the state votes. So if the majority of the state goes for candidate A, they need to vote for candidate A and not candidate C or D. So that was very important because it also implicitly protected the integrity of the Electoral College process from being shortchanged by someone else. For example, if there was a Joe, let's say there was, they allowed them to switch their votes. And let's say candidate A clearly won. And so what they could do is that you could have Electoral College, people are supposed to vote for candidate A, and then they could get this nice big bribe from far away, from someplace with a red flag, back east, in the far east, and decide to change their votes. We could have our, even though people voted and the election was over, we could have corruption like never seen before from other governments, Iran and others, paying off and bribing members of the Electoral College to vote differently than how they're obligated and how the people their state voted.
Oh, no, you're exactly right, too. And the fact that the whole idea behind the Electoral College and the way that our founding fathers laid it out, set it out, as to how they thought it would be the most effective was exactly that. The will of the people is supposed to be carried out by the electorate. Now, Kagan wrote the opinion piece, and she said, look, the will of the people is thwarted if the Electoral College or the electorate doesn't vote the way the state or the people want them to vote. And I was like, wait a minute. This is amazing. I've never heard this out of her mouth before, or this kind of thing. So 9-0 is pretty strong. Sends a real serious message, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's a strong support for the Electoral College. It's clearly spelled out in the Constitution. So there may be some out there thinking if they riot and burn down the White House or whatever, that somehow they may be able to change the Constitution without going through the amendment process. But the reality is, no, this is what the Constitution says. And I want people need to understand why the Electoral College is so important. If I just can just have a few seconds here. Because they're thinking, well, why not have just popular vote? Whoever gets the most vote wins. I mean, at first blush, you'd think, well, that makes total sense. But the problem is that if that's the case, all it takes is one blue city, say San Francisco, in a blue state, to have corruption at the polls. It's orchestrated. There's one party controlling everything. And they flood the ballot box with 2 million votes, 3 million votes. Enough to tip the election. The rest of the people, the rest of the country would say, oh, shoot, there's nothing we can do, because if you have a state, like, say, a blue state with a dark blue city, and they're all in politically coercing together to thwart the election, their votes don't matter anymore. People won't even go to the polls because we become like a third world country, a coup-oriented country with mega corruption. All it would take is one city and one state to do it. Well, John F. Kennedy, historians, this is not even refuted now. John F. Kennedy, his dad bought Illinois. The organized crime went in. They stuffed the ballot boxes. That's what caused Illinois to go for JFK. That's how he was elected president. That's how dangerous this is if we made this nationwide for corruption on steroids.
I agree. All right, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Lawmer coming up with Brad Dacus from PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump at a White House event with First Lady Melania said his administration would be putting pressure on governors to reopen their state schools in the fall.
We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
President Trump pointed to the American Academy of Pediatrics study, which was represented at the event, and repeatedly has urged officials to let students be physically present at school. The president also spoke of the number of items that have been brought to the table by his administration.
When you look at education, my administration has approved $13 billion for state and local education. We've approved over $6 billion to support colleges and another $6 billion in emergency grants to students, very importantly. We waived standardized testing requirements, deferred federal student loan and interest payments.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, you know, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's what we need to be. You need to be informed. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always good information for us. And again, we're both kind of excited. SCOTUS came down with a good one.
Yeah.
Well, there's supposed to be a lot of rulings coming down this week, aren't there?
Yeah, there's. I'm sure there's a number that we're going to be expecting, because this is the final tail end. And we had seen some very major cases come down, redefining sex according to Title VII to be something totally different than what the legislators intended back 50 years ago, to include gender identity, sexual orientation, and that was a very very shocking, surprising decision, especially with the justices voting the way they did. And then we had a pleasant decision already coming down from the court regarding Montana and the fact that a state can choose whether or not they want to have vouchers, but if they do have vouchers or tax credits regarding private schools, they can't discriminate and say religious private schools, you can't participate, only secular private schools. So that was a really good decision to ensure equal treatment and equal protection for religious institutions under the law when it comes to government programs and or funded programs or even tax credit programs.
You know, I was thinking about some of the crazy stuff that's been coming down and being talked about. Governor Newsom, again, off the deep end. Apparently, he finds this offensive. That's right. Singing in church is offensive. It can spread the coronavirus. It can make you sicker. And it really just shouldn't be done. However, yelling at a cop from 3 inches away in a protest is fully acceptable. They're not going to be able to get away with this, stopping churches from singing, at church, at worship, are they?
No, they're not going to get away with that. And there's several reasons why. First is with regard to the Constitution. I think this is clearly overstepping the boundaries of the government, particularly when they allowed protesters to scream and to shout at much greater intensity than people singing a song, a worship song on Sunday morning. So there's hypocrisy there, double standard, unconstitutional hostility towards religious institution, religious speech.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's really clear. That alone would be enough. But that's not what we're having to rely on here, because our attorneys at Pacific Justice Institute, we looked at it very carefully. And what we discovered, Joe, was that this was actually an OSHA, California Occupational Health and Safety Restriction Regulation, applied to paid employees that basically said, okay, paid employees, you can't sing while on the job in this circumstance. Well, when you go to church or synagogue, you don't pay. You're not a paid employee. You're just an attendee. And there's volunteers. There's some people who participate. They're volunteers. They're not paid. So they're not covered under this restriction against singing at all. And people need to realize that the only ones who are technically even covered would be people who are paid, like the pastor or the priest or the worship leader, for example, or maybe possibly the people who are leading worship, you know, little worship team, they might be paid. Usually they're volunteer. So if we're only talking generally about, say, the pastor and maybe the worship leader, then even then they're going to have a hard time going after them, Joe, because the fact is they have to prove that they were actually singing and not just lip singing. And so they have the burden to prove that. And I think they're going to have a really hard time satisfying that, considering that they're not there, they can't, you know, feel the little droplets coming out of their mouth. So bottom line is, churches are safe, synagogues are safe, and if any of them have any kickback at all, threats or otherwise, they should contact us. The Pacific Justice Institute will represent them all without charge if something like that should happen. But they're safe, and they should not hesitate to be able to worship this Sunday as they feel fit to do.
No, I agree with you. And it's amazing how they can tell us how to worship, and they can say that it has to do with, you know, protecting the health of those around us. But look, we've got brain cells at work. We can go, we can stay home, we can watch it on TV, we can do our own praise and worship. You know, let us decide how we want to do it, how we want to make it happen. But apparently the government, really, they're really working overtime to make sure we are 100% reliant on them to make, well, to make our life decisions, right? I mean,
right. I know. And it is ridiculous. And also when you look at it, from a health safety perspective, I think this is really enlightening too. It's pretty common sense, but if people put their hand in front of their face, say a foot out from their face, and they start singing, and I'm not going to do this for the sake of your audience, I won't
Thank
torture
you.
Them, but okay. But
well, I don't do it either, because I don't want to chase them away. So
I know. So they start singing, and then they can take note. So do they feel the air about a foot away from their mouth with their hand? Do they feel anything, any air? And then try having them cough or sneeze or do a fake sneeze or a cough. Do they feel it? Yeah. There's a good chance they're going to feel that air and maybe the droplets per se, you know. So that was we're supposedly protected from that if we're 6 feet away, safe distancing.
Right.
So we know that since singing has less velocity, it's not as great of a threat by far compared to sneezing or coughing. 6 feet safe distancing, it should be more than enough to ensure safety in and of itself. And churches that are doing that, carrying out in anywhere at all the regulations and the terms of percentage of occupancy, et cetera, they have nothing to worry about as far as I'm concerned. And if they do, they can still wear a mask and sing if they think they're possibly at risk to others. This is a no-brainer, and it's really almost an embarrassment for the state of California that we have that kind of an order coming out, not only in terms of it being ridiculous in terms of on its face and enforceability, but also in terms of how it was so loosely, incorrectly reported by the media throughout California. That was embarrassing as well.
Yep. I agree with you. But I live here, so I'm used to it, you know. And I'm watching it happen every single day where, you know, they twist and turn things, and they're barring, you know, look at 4th of July fireworks. How'd that work out? Look at all those people who had them anyway, you know. They talk the left talks about the protests like they're the Boston Tea Party. Okay, that's what you want to do. That's fine. Just remember, when you were looking at all those fireworks going off, that's your reminder of the Boston Tea Party, too.
Right, and that was very interesting. I was shocked, actually, when I saw a video showing that, all these fireworks going off everywhere in Southern California, and yet it was in complete violation with the governor's order, and yet they did it anyway. And I think it was part of out of frustration. It's like, really? We know how to keep our safe distancing, and we can still have fireworks. To assume that people who have fireworks are somehow not smart enough to keep safe distancing, and we're all going to get hold hands and go kumbaya around the sparklers. That was, I think, very insulting, and I think I'm not surprised why people went ahead and did it anyway.
No, not at all. And I think you're going to see more and more of that. They got us cooped up inside. I'm starting to see little shortages here and there at the supermarket. And when you call the manufacturer to find out why something isn't in or you're having a hard time getting it, they'll tell you. With the new rules for COVID, they're having a hard time getting workers into the warehouse to work, get the job done, turn out the product where they need to. Some of these meatpacking plants and such, they're so tightly regulated, I can't imagine that the coronavirus could go rampant there into the meat market. And if it can, why hasn't it already?
Yeah, it's a good point. And also regarding people going back to work, some of this, we do have a labor shortage, actually, in terms of many distribution centers and stores because of the fact that the way that the Democrats pushed this reform that took place, and Republicans said, okay, fine, if that's what we have to do to get this passed so we can get relief to people, we'll do it. But the Democrats insisted that people who are unemployed, off work, get an additional $600. And that gives them a tremendous incentive not to work. I'm willing to bet, Joe, that after July, when that extra money runs out, and people say, I think we're going to see a large number going back to work, once they realize their extra pork from the government is not going to be a valid incentive to keep them from working. That was really insane and had, I think it was a deliberate attempt to slow down the economy.
No question. Yeah. Yep. All right, listen, we're going to talk about the blind woman who's barred from my park for spreading the word of God. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dacus will still be with us when we come back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Rojo, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged in the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us already. But I want to make sure, too, that, you know, you have the real information you need. You're not just kind of, I won't say guessing at it, but you can't just make it up as you go. Not if you're truly trying to make a difference. Not if you're truly trying, you know, I won't say to change somebody, but give somebody real information. So don't just spew the party line. Know what the heck you're talking about, okay? I mean, that's not asking too much. At least I don't think it is. Brad Dacus joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always love when he's on with us. And look, they're doing some great work across the country. They got some great cases going on to protect your rights. And Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time so much.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so we'll talk about this blind woman in a second, but one of the questions that came in, one of the questions that was asked, was when is this mask thing going to be over?
That's a good question. And as far as the mandate for people to wear masks, government can't do that forever. They have to have a legitimate health and safety issue they're dealing with, which is a threat to individuals in life and death, scenarios like a pandemic. If, let's say, people get vaccinated, let's say this is no longer a threat, and then you've got a zealous governor who, let's throw out a governor, Gavin Newsom. We'll just hypothetically just throw out randomly, just happen to choose Gavin.
You never hear about him much. We might as well talk about him.
No. So let's just say we got this governor, Gavin Newsom. Let's say he's just a zealot for control, wants to keep down the economy or whatever, and he decides to mandate these masks to get fear in people for whatever reason, politically or whatever. And he does this beyond what the herd immunity or beyond the vaccinations. He's not going to really have a sufficient rational basis to continue under the emergency statutes law that allows him to do that. The Emergency, I think it's Services Act, ESA. The purpose of that is for immediate emergencies to deal with and to address those. You know, they have the burden of proof. Government has the burden of proof and to validate that such an emergency exists. So when he can't do that any longer, then I think clearly that at that point the masks cannot be validated and justified to be mandated on everyone, particularly how he's doing it right now, which is pretty much anyone in an inside place, and that's very disturbing. Or on the outside, if you don't have safe distancing.
Right.
Many people I see, they feel like they have to wear them on the outside all the time, no matter what. Actually, his order is much more limited. It only applies to really outdoor if there's not safe distancing. And even then, there's exemptions. For example, if you've got someone speaking to a group and there's one person who needs a lip read or they're deaf, then that person speaking does not have to wear a mask. And then also, of course, people who have medical issues, from wearing a mask, they don't have to wear a mask. They don't even have to have a letter from a doctor. They have to be able to support it. So there is more leniency than many people realize.
Yeah, and again, people just don't know. They don't know how to fight it. They don't know what their rights are. You know, somebody asked me today. So, when I go into the supermarket, I have a respiratory issue, can they chase me out? And I said, look, I don't know if they can chase you out. I do know that some of the supermarkets say, look, those with special conditions, the store is open to you and you alone from 7 to 9 in the morning. Well, that's great. What if I'm on some kind of machine and I can't get out of the house till 10? So, if somebody has a medical condition, my understanding is they don't have to tell you what their medical condition is either, or they shouldn't have to. Is that true?
Well, as far as private businesses go, that's a different ballgame. Private business owners can require whatever they want. If you have a private business owner who says, I am fearful of all diseases, I'm going to require everyone to wear a mask all the time from here on out for the next 50 years, no matter what happens, in order to come in my store, they have to have a mask. A business owner can do that. They can require that so long as they didn't have discriminatory purposes or intentions and things like that.
Right.
So as a general rule, they could do that. But when we're talking about the government in public places and things like that, that's when the Constitution kicks in. And that's when the government can be scrutinized all the more when it comes to mandates like wearing masks and in terms of how long are they dragging this out, is it still justifiable, is it still under the provisions of the Emergency Services Act, and if not, it can be challenged. And we at the Civic Justice Institute are right now defending religious institutions because the government actually has a higher scrutiny when it comes to infringing on people's free exercise rights under the Constitution. So it's not just a rational basis and a justification. They have to step it up and realize that when you're violating a fundamental right, like the free exercise of religion, then the government can be scrutinized even more and held accountable, which is what we're doing at Pacific Justice Institute in a number of cases right now.
All right, so let's switch over to the blind lady. the government is picking on the blind woman. She's been barred from park for spreading the word of God, and it happened, I think she was 63, and she's banned for 2 years from a park and a library in Westerly, Rhode Island. And they're oversimplifying it, but it's for sharing a belief in Jesus. Now, she's blind, Okay? So when she senses somebody or sees or feels somebody, I don't even know how to put it, you know, in a park with her, she asks them or starts talking to them about Jesus and hands them a small tract with the Gospel of John. So they're saying that, you know, this is unwanted. She doesn't have a right to be in a park bothering people, is basically what it boils down to. Is this stepping on her freedom of speech rights?
It probably is. And the reason is because the Supreme Court has held, first off, just because speech is maybe offensive, that's not a legitimate reason to silence speech. The fact is that our Constitution does not have a freedom from speech clause. It's a freedom of speech and the ability to express your opinion. Even if people may not want to hear it, they can keep walking by. They don't have to listen to it if they don't want to. She's also, where she's at is very important. A public park sitting or a public sidewalk, those are traditional public forums. Those are places where people are protected to give speech and to communicate. Now, let's say she goes inside a government building. Let's say she goes inside the post office, and she stands there in the post office. People are coming, you know, inside the building. You know, of course, they'll say, well, look, this is not a traditional public forum. People are coming here to do business. You want to stand outside on the public sidewalk? That's one thing. But as far as her facts, it sounds like she would have an excellent case, and I can assure you we at the Pacific Justice Institute, we take on those cases all the time when people's free speech rights are being infringed upon. You know, it's interesting. I wonder if she was protesting and shouting and screaming vicious things about law enforcement. I just wonder if she would be treated differently or trying to tear down a statue, perhaps. I wonder if they'd take any action against her for that.
Yeah, I love it. And there's so much of this stuff going on, and they don't see... Look, I used to say they don't see the hypocrisy. I'm starting to believe now they really know exactly what they're doing, all right?
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is not a lover of religion, and I think to some people, to some government officials, it's because there's a higher power there, bigger than you, that these people are praying and bowing down to the actual God that created the universe and not you who thinks he created the universe. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. It's at a point now where it's really hard to believe that they don't see the far left don't see the hypocrisy. I think they see it. I think they plan it. They embrace it because their goal is not some high principle of free speech. Their goal is exactly the opposite. Their goal is to inevitably to silence all speech that doesn't agree with their very far leftist agenda and values, and their attempt to quote Joe Biden, not to keep America great or to help make America great, but to actually change America. And when we look at what's the goal and the objective, it can be fairly frightening and concerning for many of us who really value the fundamentals of patriotism. We value our system of fair and equal protection under the laws for our system of justice, free market economy, and freedom of opportunity. Those institutions are looked at as deplorable right now by the far left and their agenda and what they're trying to do. So I would not be surprised for one moment to find out that they see the hypocrisy, deciding to silence the churches, to silence the synagogues, people of faith, in order to have their speech heard and have everyone else silenced and shut out.
All right, real quick, we're up against the time again. It goes so fast. You see, you're so fascinating that time just flies when you're talking. Tell people where to find you and to help out Pacific Justice.
You bet. If they'd like to support our work, if they need help, or like to keep up to date with the cases through our Legal Insider newsletter, just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
All right, people, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You know how this works. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Mesiti, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You'll miss good stuff.